Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Shout out to Heavy Metal Chris, just walking around, saying what's up to people.
What's up, B-Mitch? Where the food at?
Heavy Metal Chris is a good dude.
Where the food at?
What up, Christoph? Titus Jones has an idea for me. I can't even say this with a straight face. He said, Commander Tequila will give you a ride home from Leesburg. I can't imagine a dude I'm getting in the car with less from Leesburg.
Oh, bro.
All right, we open the phone lines.
Now that was funny.
Now listen, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to do it. C-Dub 1906, very loyal listener. We appreciate him, right? Yesterday I clowned him because his phone auto-corrected Odyssey to Odyssey, like Homer, like the Odyssey. And he said, man, I'm a fan of yours, but like that was an unfair way to clown me. And his Ask B. Mitch Anything question is, this is an incredibly stupid can of worms I'm about to open. Can B. Mitch give you a little brother punch in the arm? Not a hard punch, but just like, oh, shut up,
I'm going to do it like I do my little brothers.
Nah. Yo,
I don't have a little brother. So.
This has do to be, it. Do it.
This has
do
to be
it.
Very reasonable. Now, White Brian, you should be trying to get this on the street.
The knuckle.
Yeah, this used to do it. Jeff the
knuckle.
Punch.
The knuckle.
You get to punch him, Jeff.
Nah,
why does
too
Jeff
hard.
Punch me?
All right.
Well, he asked,
I hit you with my left hand.
No.
Yo,
headbutt
it's like a 4 out of 10 punch.
No.
Not for you, a 2 out of 10 punch.
No, 8 out of 10.
No, not 8 out of 10.
On the
yo,
arm.
Jeff,
on the
he's
arm.
A professional athlete. He could kill
no, no, no.
me.
I
that
was
don't mean he could
I've
punch.
Been retired for 20-some years now.
Look, just because you're a professional athlete don't mean you can punch.
You don't think B can punch?
Nope.
Let you're him punch you in your jaw.
Yeah, let him punch you.
No,
then.
The question was
if you're so confident
you should,
he can't
no,
punch, let you him punch
should,
you.
You shouldn't have played with our listener like that. Now you need
all
to
right,
take
all right, all right.
The punch.
Nice and
you get this on the...
That was
that
perfect.
Was soft.
He took it easy on me, and I'm cool with it. all right, our guy. You know what? What the hell? Let's get weird. Commander Tequila's leading us off. Hello, Commander.
Will you give JP a ride home?
Yes, most definitely. I don't drink and drive. I don't drink.
You drink, then you drive.
Home. I drink at home. I drink at home.
I believe,
so yeah,
I certainly
definitely.
Believe that part.
All right.
You know, I drink at home. So, right. Yeah. But then when is this event? This Friday or next week?
The event, the event is in January.
Oh, in January? Okay. Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. I just got to buy a ticket. I got to buy it right now.
All right, let me see. Is it on here?
All right. Thank you, Commander.
I don't,
see you Sunday, dude. Did you have a question?
I'll see you Sunday.
He said, when is the event?
The event is January 31st in Leesburg.
Yeah.
More information at 1067thefan.com.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know if that's accurate, but I'm guessing it's accurate. All right, Let's try to get a question for Brian. Ben is in Bethesda. What up, Benny?
Hey, I might know someone driving from Leesburg to Bethesda, but I got a question for Brian.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously I was a big fan of you as a player, and I love your guys' show, you know, B-Mitch and Finley, but I don't really know your transition. Like, what year did you stop playing football, and did you try any other businesses or, like, jobs besides going straight to media? And then kind of, like, just your evolution from end of your playing career to where you're at now in a quick minute. So,
well, I was doing media while I was playing football, and when I retired in 2003, I immediately started doing radio. Then I started TV. Then I went full TV, back to radio and TV again. And now I do this radio show and another one. And do I do other businesses? Yes, I do a lot of different things.
There you have it. Thanks for the call, man. In the media world, you got to do a lot of things.
I think Ali and Greg might be brothers.
Spelling?
From another mother. He just say Lanham, Maryland. L-A-N-U-M.
Toothpick is on the line. What up, Pick?
What up, JP? What up, B-Mitch?
What up, brother?
All right, listen. I got a question for B-Mitch, but it also goes to JP and Lanfield. All right?
All right.
So season 2 of Squid Games just came out. B-Mitch, I know you're competitive. How many games would you compete if for JP and Lanfield? Since JP's such an awesome athlete, who would win a game of marbles between JP and Lanfield? Don't forget, the loser gets shot.
I am not playing Squid Games, and JP and Lanfield playing marbles. JP gonna win. Lanfield not gonna must participate.
you have to participate. The loser gets shot.
Well, hell, he just gonna get shot.
I'll be honest. Lanfield's younger than I am. I've never played marbles. Marbles, I think, aged out. Like, nobody I know has ever played marbles. Is that like where
you throw
jacks down, no, bounce them?
Shooting marbles.
Thank you, Pick.
Yes. Yep.
Lanfield, you ever played marbles?
Tupac just trying to get somebody shot.
Yeah, that was wild.
He's going to lose or get shot. Well, hell. They not going to play the game if the loser gets shot.
Yeah. Jeff, have you ever played marbles? I don't think anybody played marbles in the last 40 years.
Jeff's like, what is marbles?
No, I know what marbles is. It's just, dude, I've probably seen that on TV probably like once, but it was like.
Leave it to Beaver.
Yeah, I was saying it was like Arthur or something.
I played it. Hell, it was life before you bastards came on the earth. Yeah, we played.
What you use? Marbles or rocks?
Marbles, fool.
All right. Jeff. You had some choice words for Co from the Foe. Now, if anybody missed yesterday's program, Co from the Foe.
Jeff was going off on Co.
Co decided to yell at us for yelling at Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni's a boob, dude. He's a passionate person.
He is not that good.
Right. Now, Jeff yelled at him privately. Now, Jeff, I'm going to give you a chance to yell at him on air. Hello, Co. Jeff wants to talk to you.
Hey, me and Co already had our brother-to-brother talk.
We'll
do this internet stuff, JP.
That goes to my question with B-Mitch. B-Mitch, I don't know if you heard the segment yesterday, but B-Mitch, back when you played, did coaches ever talk about or to the players during or after the game? Our opposing players?
Talk trash to us?
Talk trash to them, talk about them, whatever.
For the most part, no. For the most part, not at all.
I heard clips with Dad going Rex Ryan talk about his brother cutting a person. I didn't hear Mike Tomlin talk to other guys. But you was a field. You never heard.
Listen, I can tell you the story. I had a coach come talk trash to me in the pregame, and I choke slammed his ass.
Okay.
But Nick Sirianni is always, the thing about it is, they want players to always be stand up. Well, you can't tell me to be stand up if you can't be.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. Now, I ain't saying what the consequences were, but I know for a fact that in between them lines, everybody is men, people talking trash.
When it's just a little correction or a high five or whatever, coaches and players handle it like men.
Right.
Not like, you know, little, like Nick Sirianni could talk a lot of trash because he got my homie standing next to him, Big Dom. If he was standing by himself, he wouldn't say one damn word.
Okay, well, you know him more personally on a personal level. All right, fellas.
Yeah. Let's go to Russ and Bowie. What up, Russ?
Hey, what's up, Finley? What's up, B-Mitch?
What's up, brother?
How you doing, man?
Hey, first and foremost, man, I love you guys more than words can tell you. I respect what y'all do. B, I've been a diehard Redskin fan my entire life. I still have a hard time calling him a commander because I believe when you bleed burgundy and gold, you'll forever bleed burgundy and gold. My question for you, B, I mean, obviously, because I think Finley just found a ride, I was going to offer him a ride. I'm clean and sober, born again, firm believer in my Lord and Savior, Jesus. But, B, Mitch, I mean, why haven't they hired you as a coach?
Oh, I don't want a coach.
He likes playing golf too much.
No, man, I don't like coaching. That's dedication right there, brother. I mean, they're over there 6, 7 in the morning till late at night. I don't have that desire.
Hey, thanks for the ride, Officer Russ.
Absolutely. I would definitely give you a ride. You're a stand-up dude. You are a player, so you know what it takes, and you just hold people accountable. I love the fact that you're a straight shooter. You always call it for what it is. You 8-9 Santana as well as London. Man, I love you guys for life, man. I thank you for your dedication to this organization, and I can see the glory days are soon coming back.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
That coaching, was a hell of a
coaching,
call.
Coaching takes a lot, bro.
What's the number? High 6 figures? Or does it got to get to 7?
Nah, it got
to
be 7 figures. I'm going to do a coaching. I'm going to be away from my family that long. I need a little more than that.
Landfill, breaking news on the fan. There's an NFL owner on hold. I think we should take this. He gets to cut the line, and I'm sorry. Hello, Jarrah. How are you?
Jarrah, what's up, brother?
Jarrah must not have swallowed his blue chew yet. Jarrah, you there? I'm going to throw Jarrah on hold. Jeff, see if you can sort that out. Let's go to our boy Los in Severna Park. What up, Los?
Hey, man, if the Reverend gives you a ride, you come out of that car looking like a father, you know? a man of the cloth, big fella. But, Merry belated Christmas to you guys and all that.
Same
Navy
here,
just scored a touchdown. Navy just scored a touchdown, so they're only down by 7 against Oklahoma. But my question to you, B. Mitch, what is the best and the most expensive Christmas gift that you have ever received to this day?
Ooh. Best, expensive.
I think best and expensive don't have to be.
The best, I bought myself a car. 1991.
Okay.
Yeah, I bought myself a Christmas present.
What'd you get?
That's what I got me an M3. Red M3. Had about 18 speakers in that thing. Yeah. That was
man
my
of taste. What about you? What about you, JP?
For me, you know what I just got? What Lauren got me, it was a sous vide. I'm kind of excited to try that.
The cooking thing.
The best presents for me were when I was a kid. I got a new bike one year. I got a Sega Genesis one year. My favorite present I've ever gotten, though, wasn't Christmas. It was my birthday. I've shown you the picture. When I got that black Redskin starter jacket, I was like 10.
But
that was my favorite gift.
The chain I was going to use as my brass knuckle against you, that was a Christmas present from my wife and my kids.
Hey, thanks for picking my call, guys. I'll see you guys Sunday, all right? We're going to be tailgating to the break of dawn.
Thanks, buddy. Take care, man. Well done, Los.
So back to my friend Ali. He spelled Lanum the first time, L-A-N-U-M. This time he spelled it L-A-N-D-U-M. I say, nope, I haven't said the right spelling yet. I'm going to just let him keep trying.
What's great is that he's just going to keep trying rather than just Google it. Like, the answer to everything is at your fingertips, Ali.
It's not very. He's not doing very well right now.
Let's try again. Hello, Jarrah. How do you do?
I'm doing fine, Finley, and sorry about that. A little malfunction on the phone. I want to wish all y'all a very happy new year. But listen, B. Mitch, you talking about your grandkids earlier, right?
Yep.
Hey, what was it, a little girl and a little boy?
Yep.
And the youngest, right? That's the little boy?
Yeah, CeCe and Bryce.
Bryce is your grandson?
Yep.
I'm going to ask you a couple questions, but you got to be honest. first time Bryce saw you and saw that head, he must have freaked out. And that poor child must have said, oh, my God.
He said, Grandpa.
He said, that's not the man in the moon. That is a man that is the moon.
Yeah, he said, G. Mitch.
Yeah, G. Mitch, what's up?
And the other question I have, you talking about him and trying to walk and walking with a walker. Well, how many times you try to get your car keys? So I'm waiting for him to just take your car and drive around like you did as a kid.
Oh, he got it. He got it. Soon as he turn 11, he can drive.
No, I don't think he's going to wait till 11. I think he's just going to take your keys now.
He's going to be a big boy, I tell you that.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Off the old block.
All right, brother.
How tall is – I mean, Deshaun's got to be – he's
about 6'1".
Okay. But broad-shouldered, big guy.
Yeah.
All right, let's knock the rest of these calls out. Kevin is in Centerville. What up, Kev?
Hey, what's up? Happy holidays, y'all.
Same to you, too, buddy.
Hey, so, like, JP, you know, before the last commercial break, you know, you put out the offer out there to listeners and everything. It made me wonder, didn't JFK have, like, some sort of, like, connection with a ride service, you know, or whatever? I mean, like, you putting it out there is great, and you've had some good listeners and everything, but the way you said that makes me think of, like, a Stephen King novel, like Misery or something, where you get, like, a fan that, like, literally will take you back home and disappear you for a while, and then you'll be, like, hobbled, just like that James Caan in the movie.
I'd prefer for that careful. Not to happen.
Yeah, I agree. Have you really seen your P1 listeners? The P1, the people that show up at these things aren't always right in the brain. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're very crazy.
Yeah, the one in Bethesda was dope. Everybody was cool. Yeah. I just got hammered and had to get out of there.
I get it, man, but like...
Listen, the crisis is averted, Kevin.
You trust your listeners like that.
Hold on, let me ask you this, because I don't know this dude that well. Should I trust our listeners or White Brian? Dude, I've met for a week that just got lost walking back from the kitchen again.
I think you might not want to trust Brian the Bulldog. Brian would sit here to get you, because they know you do stupid stuff.
Yeah, I wonder if Brian's like an undercover covert op to make sure I stay on the straight and narrow. Is that what's going on here? I don't know, Kev. You got me thinking about a lot of stuff, man. Landfill's about to start playing the X-Files music. Thank you. All right, Drew is on the line from the Eastern Shore. Drew, go ahead, bud.
Hey, guys. First, happy holidays, happy new year. And I have to say thank you. I've been prepping and shopping all day, and I've had the radio on listening to the show. And it's just been a blast as we get ready for Sunday. But I do have a serious question for B-Mitch, two-parter B-Mitch.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I just finished all my prep. I still got some work to do. But it caused me to wonder, do you have your tutu ready, and are you going to put it on after we win on Sunday? And if so, where are you going to be wearing that so we can see it for real?
I'm going to figure this out myself, and I ain't telling y'all a damn thing. That's basically what's happening.
I think...
The tutu
reveal should be on the show.
No, it's going to be something. It's going to be on film somewhere, but it won't be where you're going to be standing around giving me those damn
heckling. What about on the field, the Beltway, when you do your show with Mitch? I think he should be streamed live right then, JP.
Nah, that's all right.
Because he's doing his show. They're competing. No, it won't be there.
We'll figure this thing out.
I think it should be here on Monday.
Nah.
It's got to be here because it's a promise made here.
Nah, first of all, I made the promise. I ain't tell y'all what y'all had no choices in it.
Landfill? Can we get
Landfill
a ruling?
I don't give a damn what you say.
He's the
Landfill
professor.
Landfill ain't the professor. He's your professor. He ain't my professor.
That was one of my favorite lines. You don't drop it as often anymore. I don't give a damn what you say. last call. Thank you, Drew. Lawrence is in D.C. Larry, what up?
Here you go. What's up, Jay? What's up, E-Man?
What up, man?
Yo, so... I'm going to give you a little bit of background. My mom is from Lafayette, so, you know, we know about you. I was born and raised in D.C. But my question is, Luke McCaffrey.
Yes.
Both of y'all have kind of similar backgrounds. You know, both of you were playing quarterback, came into the league, and now on special teams. How do you feel about him? Do you feel like, because he did amazing on special teams last week, do you feel like that's his MO right there, or do you feel like he's going to go back to a slot wide receiver?
I think Luke is going to be able to help you on special teams and at the receiving position. I just think that everyone was jumping the gun so soon. He's only been playing wide receiver for a matter of about 2 years, tops. And that's including college and now. So he has to learn how to play it in the league. And once he get that down, the dude has athleticism. So I expect him to be damn good.
Yeah, he was snapping. Yeah.
Oh, he can pick him up, put him down now.
Thank you, Lawrence. Have a great day, man. Enjoy the game.
He comes from a family of athletes, I can tell you that.
Ballers.
Yeah, y'all Sunday, man.
All right, bro. You cool, man.
See you, bud. Nobody go anywhere. Let's talk about this Commanders-Falcons matchup when we return.